with an opener. It's our pleasure to welcome the Pittsburgh Savoyards.
By the mystic regulation of our dark association, ere you open conversation with another kindred soul, you must eat a sausage roll.
You must eat a sausage roll, a sausage roll.
If in turn he eats another, that's a sign that he's a brother. Each may fully trust the other. It is quaint and it is droll, but it's bilious on the whole.
Very bilious, very bilious on the whole.
It's a queasy kind of pasty, which perhaps a judgment hasty might consider rather tasty. Once to speak without disguise, it found favor in our eyes.
It found favor in our eyes.
When you've been 6 months feeding, as we have on this exceeding bilious food, it's no ill breeding if at these repulsive pies our offended gorgeous rise.
By the mystic regulation of our dark association, ere you open conversation with another kindred soul, you must eat a sausage roll. You must eat a sausage roll.
Some songs are not hard to interpret what the directive is. Let me turn to Lynette Garland. Welcome. It's nice to have you here. She's the producer of The Grand Duke. What was that song all about, the context it fits in?
Well, Larry, there's a conspiracy afoot among the actors in a theater group on stage, and they want to overthrow the Grand Duke. And the way that they recognize each other is by eating a sausage roll.
So that's sort of a code or a password. You know you're part of the conspiracy if you eat a sausage roll?
That's correct. So if you eat a sausage roll, you're a conspirator.
Now, do you happen to know when this play was written?
1896.
You don't think of the sausage roll as having that long of a history, do you? You think of that as being a frozen food, you know, invented in the 50s, but sausage rolls go back a long way.
Apparently, they do.
Well, it's great to have you here. I was going to ask you, I imagine you've done this play before, have you?
Well, actually, this was done only once in Pittsburgh in 1977, and it was done by this group, but not this group that's here today. So it's interesting that our music director, Guy Russo, was in the 1977 production. It was his first show. He was a kid at that time, but it really has not been done since then.
And we mentioned that there are actors. Well, there's the actors in the play, but the actors are plague actors that are looking to do a bit of a mutiny, I guess, or a takeover.
Yes, it's the premise of the show is that they want to take over the position of the Grand Duke because they're not happy with him as he doesn't do things for them and he's very chintzy, cheap. And so they're going to overthrow him. Well, I don't know if we want to give away the whole plot.
I don't want to give away the whole plot, but there's a leader who is not benevolent or kind, who nobody likes, and they're trying to basically get him out of power.
That's correct.
If only they're... never mind. But it's
we won't go there.
No, it's an interesting plot. Let me turn to Robert Hockenberry, who is the stage director. It's got to be fun for you to do this. Have you done a lot of work for the Savoyards?
Yeah, I've done quite a few shows as stage director or actor or tech person. This is, I think, my seventh that I've directed with them.
Well, terrific. Now, we've got a number of songs that we're going to do. Would you like to sort of give us the context for the next one and or two, however they go?
I'll just give you the next one. This is where the head of the theater group is explaining to them that he will make an excellent replacement for the Grand Duke, and he has essentially bribed them all to vote because it will be a vote once the Grand Duke is overthrown.
So this must be we have got a very charismatic head of the theater group who is going to explain why you should vote for him.
Why being a stage director makes him appropriate to be a president, essentially.
Interesting. Here again, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts.
A king in very truth, and had a son, a guileless youth, in probable succession. To teach him patience, teach him tact, how promptly in a fix to act, he should adopt in point of fact a manager's profession. To that condition he should stoop, despite a too fond mother, with 8 or 10 stars in his troop, all jealous of each other, all jealous of each other. Oh, the man who can rule a theatrical crew, each member a genius and some of them too, and manage to humor them early and late, can govern this twopenny state.
The man who can rule a theatrical crew, each member a genius and some of them too, and manage to humor them early and late, can govern the state, this poor state.
Let us turn right to the person who sang the solo for that so we can meet you. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Paul Yeater. I'm a homegrown Pittsburgh guy, grew up in Beaver County, living now in the North Hills.
Where did you go to Black Hawk?
Or? I actually went to Mars High School, so okay. I've moved around quite a bit.
I know Mars well. And I will ask all of you this. One of the great things about the Savoy Arts is some of you are professional theater people. Some of you are doing this for the love of it. Not that I want to divide you that thusly, but I think it's always interesting, especially for those that aren't acting full-time, to know what else they do. Which category do you fall into?
A little bit of both, but the love was so strong that I just had to go into it professionally, despite warnings from parents, family members, the like. So
great. Did you go to school to study? Or
I did. I'm a Duquesne University graduate.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet, why don't we meet you since you're so close? Come on up and say, yeah, that mic's probably the best one.
Hi.
What's your name?
Sally Denmead.
Nice to meet you. And tell me about yourself.
I have been doing Gilbert and Sullivan for a long time. Fell in love with it in high school. And we moved out here in 2004, and I immediately got involved with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts because I saw a poster up and thought, oh, I've got to go see that, and then I want to get involved with them.
So you were doing it before you moved to
yes.
the area.
Yeah, I did a lot of this on Long Island and in the New York, New Jersey area.
How nice. So you immediately found a welcoming home.
I did.
To do this. That's terrific. And have you worked professionally as an actor throughout most of your career?
Also as a director.
Well, that's
so
terrific.
I've actually directed a few for the Savoy Arts myself.
And what role do you play?
In this one, yes. I am the Baroness.
The Baroness.
Baroness Caroline von Klockenfeld.
And are you with the Duke on the Duke side of things?
Or? Yes. The Duke and I see eye to eye on pretty much everything.
My goodness. So you're part of the empire, so to speak. Well, it's nice to meet you. And we'll meet a few other actors in a moment. The Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. The production opens March 2nd. It's at the Carnegie. Carnegie, I do believe, right? The Carnegie Theater in Carnegie is part of the beautiful facility there. I'm going to turn to stage director Robert Hockenberry and producer Lynette Garland to help set up the next song we're going to hear.
So we finally get an alone moment with Ernest, who you just heard. And in another level of current activity to the show, he's in love with his leading lady, but knows that propriety demands he cannot act upon those feelings. And she determines that she feels the same way. And they decide that since she is the leading lady of his acting company, if he becomes the Grand Duke, well, then she would have to be the Grand Duchess, because that, of course, is the leading role there. And they discuss what kind of Grand Duchess she would be.
How would I play this part? The Grand Duke's bride, or anchor in my heart, I duly hide. I drive it from my recollection and whelm you with a mock affection. Well calculated to defy detection, that's how I play this part, the Grand Duke's bride. Did any other maid with you succeed, I'd pinch the forward jade, I would indeed, with jealous frenzy agitated, which would of course be simulated. I'd make her wish she'd never been created. I'd make her wish she'd never been created. I'd make her wish she'd never been created. Did any other maid with you succeed? And should there come to me some summer sense in all the childish glee of innocence? Fair babes aglow with beauty vernal, my heart would bound with joy diurnal. This sweet display of sympathy maternal, well, that would never be a mere pretense. My histrionic art, though you deride, that's how I play that part, the Grand Duke's bride.
My joy went to glowing young hearts from the rise of the curtain. Thus throw themselves into their parts, success is most certain. Most if the royal prepare to endow with such delicate touches,
by the hand in most the hand above,
yes, I vow you shall be my Grand Duchess.
Yes, the royal I'm prepared to endow with such delicate touches,
by the heaven, above, yes, I vow,
I shall be.
The Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. And the Grand Duke, the venue, I want to be sure I get it exactly right in case you want to Google it, is the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie, Pennsylvania, known as the Carnegie to many people, but that's where you'll find it. Let's meet the woman who did that beautiful solo. What's your name?
My name is Anna Lottie.
And tell me about yourself, please.
I'm originally from the Sewickley area. I now live in Wexford, and I started doing shows with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts at age 15.
Wow.
Did some chorus roles there and recently returned to the Pittsburgh area and have been singing with them since last October now.
And it sounds like you've studied professionally, have you?
I have. I do have a master's degree in vocal performance, and I teach private voice lessons as my other day job.
Well, that's great. It's nice to meet you. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
This is a preview of the show. It opens March 2nd, and it's pretty cool for you to have an exclusive listen. Also with us today, accompanist Matt Brown, who we thank for playing, and stage director Robert Hockenberry and producer Lynette Garland. So we've heard how great the Duchess is, or how great our last character would be as Duchess, right? Mm-hmm. I've got it.
First of many Grand Duchesses to come.
Oh, there's more Grand Duchesses. Interesting. So what's next?
So after some complications, which we will surprise you with at the show, occur, we finally get to meet the Grand Duke. And it's not that he's a horrible person or a bad dictator. He's just super, super stingy. and extremely fiscally conservative. He plans to have a wedding where, of course, it will be great and joyous, paid for by the people and not himself.
Is he typecast?
Not at all. Not at all. Our Grand Duke is far too good of a host in real life to be this character. But he's left his on stage, and his fiancée, the Baroness, who's extremely wealthy and just as frugal as he is. And we get to witness that despite their character quirks, they're actually a genuinely great couple that are truly in love with each other. And they sing a little bit about what they look forward to in their impending marriage.
As o'er a penny row we sing, it is not reprehensive to think what joys our wealth would bring were we disposed to do the thing upon a scale extensive. There's rich muck turtle thick and clear.
Perhaps we'll have it once a year.
You are an open-handed dear.
Oh, mind you, it's expensive.
No doubt it is expensive. How fleeting are the glutton's joys. With fish and fowl he lightly toys,
and pays for such expensive tricks sometimes as much as 2 and 6.
As 2 and 6?
As 2 and 6.
Sometimes as much as 2 and 6. It gives him no advantage, mind, for you and he have only dined. You remain a wise monarch, a better man by half a mark.
By half a mark.
By half a mark. Yes, 2 and 6 is half a mark.
Then let us be modestly merry and rejoice with a derry-dum-derry. For to love and to sing no extravagance bring, it's a joy economical very. Then let us be modestly merry and rejoice with a derry-dum-derry. For to love and to sing no extravagance bring, it's a joy economical very.
It is wonderful to watch these two sing with each other. They look like they have this great relationship and are married, and I'm sure that you will see that on stage. Let's meet the actor who is playing the Grand Duke, who I know is not typecast because he's been here many times before and is a giving soul. I'll let you introduce yourself.
It's good when someone recognizes my true self.
Yes, yes, yes. You're very humble as well.
Oh, I'm very proud of that. I'm Michael Greenstein. I now live in Swissvale. I am a transplant from Philadelphia. I came here in 1988 and never left. I arrived with a love of Gilbert and Sullivan already, found the Savoyards almost immediately, and have been in love ever since.
Isn't that nice to hear that? And sometimes you don't think of it from that perspective, but you come loving Gilbert and Sullivan, and you discover, wait a minute, there's people here that these are my people. I can make friends almost instantly and find a group to get involved with, which has got to be a really nice thing.
It really is. And there's something about Gilbert and Sullivan that has this effect on people and builds community as much as it builds good theater.
It really does. You know, the group singing is a great way for people to spend time with each other. We don't have many activities. I think we're having fewer and fewer activities like that where folks spend time with each other doing something, not that what you're doing is simple, but doing something straightforward that everybody can be a part of, and you enjoy each other's company.
Very much. There have been actually studies recently that suggest it has a genuine therapeutic effect to sing with people.
Absolutely. There just aren't that many opportunities to do it. Other countries, I remember years ago, I've mentioned this, it's been a while on the air, I was in Prague, a beautiful place, and Gabriella, one of my hosts, said, I have to leave soon after dinner because it's our singing night. And she was heading over to, you know, a weekly singing night, and the way she said it was so matter-of-factly, I kind of went, huh? And she explained to me that you know, a lot of groups, you know, have social singing nights just for the fun of it. So, well, it's great to have you back.
Thank you. I love being here.
So now we've heard about this perfect, wonderful, frugal couple and their impending marriage, which might cost 2 and 6. I don't know what that is in euros, but it may cost that much. So what happens now?
So we are in this little country called Pfennig Halb Pfennig, which for those who don't speak German means penny half penny. And it's a joke on a historical Grand Duke who took his country from bankruptcy to quite excessive funds simply by raising the taxes. Anything at a half penny or more was rounded up. And in this country, because they don't like bloodshed, they have instituted what is called a statutory duel, where instead of using swords or guns to settle arguments, they draw playing cards. And whoever draws the highest card takes the position of the loser, who is only legally dead, but physically alive and unharmed. And through a series of very funky statutory duels, we end up with the wrong person in charge. And Ludwig, the buffoonish lead actor, is now the new Grand Duke. And as the Grand Duke, he is going to go ahead and marry his sweetheart, Lisa, until our wonderful lead actress says, but that's in my contract, so we are now on our second Grand Duchess. And heartbroken by losing the man she truly loves, Lisa has a small moment alone by herself in the Act 1 finale.
It's the Bartholomew Cubbins of Grand Duchesses. I'm starting to get it.
Oh, yes.
Or the Russian Dolls of Grand
Still
Duchesses.
Still more to come.
Here again, the Pittsburgh Savoy Art. Let's meet the person who just sung that song so beautifully. What's your name?
I'm Sarah Nadler, and I'm from Upper St. Clair, and that's where I am right now. I'm working on auditioning and hopefully, you know, getting out of Pittsburgh eventually, but for now, you know.
Well, I'm sure you meant that in the nicest way possible.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, this is yeah. I mean, it's nice to branch out and you know, have more... I went to school for voice performance.
Yeah, where did you go?
I went to Baldwin Wallace for undergrad and then grad school at Carnegie Mellon.
Excellent. Yeah. Both great schools. And is your desire opera or musical theater? Or
I love both. I really do. And I started out in musical theater, and I actually started with Gilbert and Sullivan when I was a kid. About 13 years ago, I was in the chorus of Pinafore. That was my first show with the Savoyards, and it kind of sparked the love of musicals and operetta and opera.
That's great. Yeah. And did you grow up in the Pittsburgh area,
mm-hmm.
or where did you grow up?
In Upper St. Clair.
Okay, so
South Hills.
So nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we're about to find out what is going to happen next.
So next, we have the leading actress has married the buffoon, and they decide they need to figure out how this marriage of political convenience is going to work out.
Who plays the buffoon? Oh, there he is. I thought that was you because I see this sort of sheepish smile every time somebody says
buffoon.
The buffoon. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Andy Hickley, and I'm playing Ludwig.
Okay, Ludwig, the buffoon. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm from the Pittsburgh area as well. I grew up in the North Hills, McCandless, Wexford area. And I started with the company 2 years ago doing Pirates of Penzance, and keep coming back for more. This is, my fourth show with the company. I love it.
And are you a professional theater person?
I just transitioned from professional into getting the day job. I work at BNY Mellon right now, which is – it's great. It's new. It's different. And it lets me still do the things that I love like this.
Yeah. One reason I bring this up is, again, not so much to dissect each of you by asking these questions, but I think people need to know that you can do more than one thing.
Absolutely.
In life. And one of the great things about the Savoy Arts is you get a chance to work with some folks that have classically trained, and others who have some training, and it's just a tremendous diverse group of people. So we've got the buffoon up here. I gather he's going to sing.
Yep, as they determine how do you play the Grand Duchess and the Grand Duke?
Now, Julia, come consider it from this dainty point of view. A timid and effeminate gender prompt to coyly coo. Yet silent seeking, seldom speaking till she's spoken to. A comfy, cozy, rosy posy, innocent ingenue. The part you're suited to give the deuces due. A sweet, oh jiminy, miminy, piminy, innocent ingenue.
I'm much obliged to you, I don't think that will do. To play,
oh jiminy, miminy, piminy, innocent ingenue.
Forget my special magic in a high dramatic sense lies in situations tragic, undeniably intense. As I've justified promotion in the histrionic art, I'll submit to you my notion of a first-rate part.
Well, let us see your notion of a first-rate part.
My heart stands still with horror chilled, hard as the millstone nether, then softly, slyly, snaily, snaky, crawly, creepy, quaily, quaky, I track her on her homeward way, as panther tracks her fated prey. I fly at her soft white throat, the lily white laughing leman. On her agonized gaze I gloat, with the glee of a dancing demon. My rival she, I have no doubt of her, but I hold on until the breath is out of her, till the breath is out of her. And then remorse, remorse, oh cold, unpleasant course, avaunt, avaunt, that lifeless form I gaze upon, that face still warm but weirdly wan, those eyes of glass I contemplate. And then, alas, too late, I find she is your aunt. And then mad, 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 with fancy's wild chimerical. Then sorrowful, silent, sad. Then hullabaloo hysterical. But whether I'm sad or whether I'm glad, mad, 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 mad. Resources of a high-class art, and satisfies my notion of a first-rate part,
and satisfies my notion of a first-rate part.
That was delightful. These two are quite a pair. Let's meet you. Tell me about yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Karen Crozier. I live in Washington, PA right now. I'm originally from lots of places.
Really interesting.
I'm a military brat. I moved around a lot.
You have a beautiful voice. Did you study professionally?
I did. I have, I'm finishing my doctorate degree in voice performance.
And where are you doing that?
West Virginia University.
And will you teach afterwards? Is that what one does with a doctorate degree?
Eventually, I want to perform professionally first.
Excellent.
And then going to teaching.
both of you, and actually all the songs too, but that song in particular really draws out the brilliance of Gilbert and Sullivan and the lyrics, and just it's delightful to really listen. We keep talking about the performances this morning, but listening to the lyrics is really pretty breathtaking, the way language is played with and used. And it stood the test of time, too, which is terrific. Robert Hockenberry and Lynette Garland are here, and they're going to tell us what's going to happen next.
So next we have a moment where Lisa and Julia, Grand Duchesses 1 and 2, have a moment left on stage together with the baboon just sort of sitting there to the side. And his true love has some words for her about how to take care of the baboon rather than just be the Grand Duchess.
Now I'm getting confused. We have not met this Grand Duchess yet.
There are all of our ladies are double cast in the show, so we brought one of each.
One of each. So before you sing, can we meet you?
Sure. I'm Mia Bonnewell.
So I knew that that was a different Grand Duchess. where are you from?
I grew up in Mount Lebanon, but I'm currently living in Scott Township and love the Savoy Arts.
Have you been with them a long time?
Yeah, this is my 11th show. I guess once kind of, as our Grand Duke was saying, once you find the group and you fall in love, you stick around. There's lots of people in the group who've been here a lot longer than I have. And you've done all the shows. My goal is to do every single one they wrote. So we're getting close.
Did you study music as well?
I did, yeah. I also went to school for a voice, and still am going strong with it.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. So we have our double cast Grand Duchess. And by the way, the play is called The Grand Duke, despite all these duchesses. And it opens March 2nd at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. It will run the 2nd through the 4th, then a little breather, and then March 8th through March 11th. And we have linked to their Facebook event page as well as the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts website, easy to get to on your own, too. So now we're going to hear from the Grand Duchess again, Grand Duchess 1.
Grand Duchess 1.
Okay. Sounds like a job title at the at the corporate office here. We're hiring you as Grand Duchess 1.
Sounds great.
Take care of him. He's much too good to live. With him you must be very gentle. Poor fellow, he's so highly sensitive and oh so sentimental. Be sure you never let him sit up late in a chair. Darling, he's extremely delicate and wants a deal of nursing.
I want a deal of nursing.
And oh, remember this when he is gross with pain. Simple flower, a tender kiss will bring him round again.
That was beautifully done, and just gorgeous. I was looking at the Duke's Night Out, which already occurred, and I hope that went well with the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts. What is the next show after this one? Do you know yet?
Yes, it's Yeoman of the Guard in September. I mean, sorry, October of 2018.
Okay, because there are typically two shows per year?
There are two. We do have actually, though, another event this year because it's our 80th season, that on April 28th, we're doing a Gilbert and Sullivan murder mystery whodunit dinner at the Penn Brewery, which is going to be open to the public. It should be fun. It'll be a great evening. We're going to have that up on our website really soon.
So the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts, it's simply pittsburghsavoyarts.org to find them online. And it's not just this show, although this show would be, you know, as an annual output, this show would be something to be very proud of. It's the only thing you did all year, but there's another show and, you know, a couple events, one that just occurred and one that's coming up. You just heard the voice of Lynette Garland, who is the producer. Stage director Robert Hockenberry is here and accompanist Matt Brown. And Mr. Hockenberry, what is about to happen?
So we are about to go into our third Grand Duchess when the Baroness shows up for her wedding to the Grand Duke to discover it is a different Grand Duke. But her claim is older, so therefore she trumps the other two Grand Duchesses. And when they go off to get married, this leaves, of course, the leading actress, Julia, alone to contemplate what has happened to her dream of being the Grand Duchess.
Duchesses, so many beautiful voices, and don't shy away too far because I don't think we've met this Duchess yet. What's your name?
I did introduce myself previously. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm Anna Lottie. I was the first Duchess you met. And my counterpart, Karen, is also playing the role of Julia.
We've recued. So we've met everybody except three of the guys, right? Is that correct? Wait. Oh, that's right. So let's meet you guys real quick. Okay. Before I'll start with you.
Okay.
We do it before my memory gets any worse.
Hello, my name is Hayden Kiefer, and I am from Moon Township of the Pittsburgh area.
Have you been with the Savoy Yards before?
This is my first production with them. So I came back from Virginia to Pittsburgh to do my master's, and I found this group, and they just welcomed my brother and I. And we just love this community.
So you two, you two are brothers.
We are.
Yes, we are. We are twins, actually.
Are you twins?
Yeah.
Are you fraternal or identical?
Identical.
Okay, but your hair's so different. That's
exactly.
It helps Rob keep us apart.
Yeah, you do kind of have that. It's interesting. Sweatshirt, plaid, button-down shirt, longer hair, shorter hair.
We are our own individual person.
Yeah. Yes. That would be true.
Despite us sounding the same, I'm sure, over the radio.
So you went to Virginia to study what?
Yes. I went to Virginia Tech to do music technology and vocal performance.
Awesome. And then you are now back?
I'm at Duquesne doing my master's in vocal performance.
Okay. And they've got, of course, a great program there, but also quite a music technology program,
yes,
too. Your brother has done what?
You spoke earlier of many professionals in this room, and I'm learning more about everyone's education. I am not of that caliber. I went to Pitt. I studied finance there. I've been singing my whole life. I was never really trained professionally, just sort of with Hayden, and I sang with him as much as possible because he's very good. And we both went to Moon High School. I studied finance, and I minored in theater arts at the University of Pittsburgh.
There's a good theater program at Pitt.
Yes, there is.
Did you get involved in any of that Red Eye stuff?
Yeah. I was the president of the musical theater club, and we would work together with Red Eye to put on shows and events and stuff like that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you both.
Thank you for having us.
What's your name also?
Oh.
Did you say your name?
I don't know if I introduced myself.
No, you did.
My name is Matt Kiefer.
Okay, so we have Matt Kiefer and Hayden.
Correct.
Kiefer, yes. Matt and Hayden. And who did we get everybody? Did we?
I think so.
Excellent.
Yes.
So we have two more to go. We should be able to get them in. So I'll let we'll let Robert describe what's next.
So having married the buffoon, the Baroness, now Duchess number 3, comes in to celebrate the joys of being married at the public expense, of course.
I once gave an evening party, a sandwich and cut orange ball. But my guests had such appetites hearty that I couldn't enjoy it at all. I made a heroic endeavor to look unconcerned, but in vain. And I vowed that I never, oh never would ask anybody again. There's a distinction decided, a difference truly immense, when the wine that you drink is provided at somebody else's expense. So bumpers I ever so many, the cost we may safely ignore, for this wine doesn't cost us a penny, though it's Palmery 74.
So bumpers I ever so many, the hard cost we may safely ignore. For this wine doesn't cost us a penny, though it's Palmery 74.
This has just been wonderful to take in. I want you to know the show is going to be opening March 2nd, the show being the Grand Duke, the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards. It runs through the 11th, March 2nd through the 11th, with the exception of the 5th, 6th, and 7th. PittsburghSavoyYards.org is how you can get more information. Thanks to all of our guests today, by the way, Sandy Welch, from EKC Circle Camps, along with Rachel and Jess Buchanan, our violinists, Amelia Veer, Angelina Yorgaitis, and Rice, Esther, ages 6, 10, and 8, respectively, Debbie Reichert and Karina Koyman, and who are our artists here at the museum, and David Tamulevich from Mustard's Retreat. Now, how do we close? We're going to give you the last word here.
So you finally get to hear from the twins, who are actually splitting the same role on alternating nights, and they show up on the scene as the Prince of Monte Carlo, whose daughter, the princess, is Duchess number 4 because her engagement to the Grand Duke dates back 20 years. And they haven't been married because the prince, like most royals, has become broke and trapped in his own house until he invents a game he calls roulette and is able to pay off all of his debts. And he explains to everyone exactly how they, too, can have a fortune.
Take my advice when deep in debt. Set up a bank and play roulette. At once to trust you surely lol. And rook the pigeon and the gull. The bird will stake his every franc in wild attempt to break the bank. But you may stake your life and limb. The bank will end by breaking him. En en son corps, en son filette, vol lui d'over une chalette. Hola, 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 hola. Mais faites vos jeux. Alors la classe, les temps se passent, les bons se cassent. Rien n'y va plus. La deception noire en paire marque. Hola, hola, viva la banca. For every time the board you spin, the bank is bound to win.
For every time the board you spin, the bank is bound to win.
The little ball's a flirtin' bread. She flirts with black, she flirts with red. From this to that she hops about, then back to this as if in doubt. To call her thoughtless were unkind. The child is making up her mind. For all the world, like all the rest, which prétendant will pay the best. Allons encore, garçon fillette, voulez-vous d'avoir de charrette? Hola, 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 hola. Mais faites vos jeux, qui pas de fille, autant j'ai dit, gag aujourd'hui, rien ne va plus. Tra la la la, les doubles zéros, vous perdez de mes nobles zéros. Where'er at last the ball pops in, the bank is bound to win.
Where'er at last the ball pops in, the bank is bound to win.
Join us again next week. Look for the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards opening March 2nd. The Grand Duke. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.